If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Right, back here in a professional studio using professional equipment. Cats at my foot want to attack my toes. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I am your chief geek. It has been a stressful couple of weeks. This week, things started getting back to normal, except for one thing. There's all this debris everywhere that people have taken out of their yards and put out to the street, which we were instructed to do. Luckily, I have a very small pile because I prepared in advance. So a lot of things weren't, you know, going to fall on my yard. So, you know, that was pretty good. But I still have a pile nonetheless. Pile got bigger today. Such a stressful week. And by the way, all of the stuff that, you know, was on trees, that was green, that's now out on all these piles, is turning brown, and it looks like it could be a fire hazard because we haven't had rain. If somebody dropped a cigarette in that thing, it would just go up. My whole neighborhood. But my pile was small, but my pile is much bigger today. Do you know why my pile is much bigger today? I will tell you why. Oh, and it's going to get bigger tomorrow. And the people across the street, theirs is going to get bigger, even much bigger tomorrow. It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait. I had a very stressful week because, you know, we had to get caught up. We had a week off, you know, with the storm thing, getting through all of that. And so this week was very stressful. Today was very stressful. I came home, and the only thing I wanted to do, by the way, I'm listening to the radio today. I should tell you about what I heard on the radio today first. And I listen to weird talk stations. I don't listen to the normal talk stations. I try to find the, you know, weird ones. And we have a couple of weird talk stations in our area. I'm not going to name them. But they had this woman on a talk station today. I'm driving down the road trying to loosen my load. Anyway, I'm driving down the road listening to this woman. And she is I got to remember what she said she was. She is a divine organic goddess. That's what she was, a divine organic goddess. And she was giving out all of this spiritual advice about what the storm has done to plants. And I'm going, okay. And she said, because of all of this energy that is coming from the universe and from all kinds of, just all kinds of weird stuff that I didn't understand, didn't want to understand, because all of this is happening, it has actually sent a lot of energy into parts of our plants that did not need the energy, and our plants have been growing very quickly since then. By the way, while I'm listening to this, I'm driving down the road. My son, Zach, who's 22 years old, is in the truck with me, and I'm saying, Zach, can you find something sharp? He goes, why, Dad? I said, I want to stab myself in the neck. But anyway, I kept listening, and he says, Dad? I said, what? He goes, she kind of makes sense. Have you seen your shrubs? I said, yeah, I just trimmed the shrubs a couple weeks ago. He said, yeah, have you seen your shrubs? Especially the hibiscus by the front door. Have you seen it? It just looks bad. It looks overgrown, and it grew like real quick since the storm. And the grass grew real, I cut the grass, but the grass grew real quick after the storm. I mean, you know, we had rain, but we didn't have that much rain. So I'm sitting there saying, Zach, please do not tell me that this woman is not, you know, bonzo nuts. Because, you know, Zach, I got to tell you, she's bonzo nuts. He says, I'm just saying. Look at your shrubs. So anyway, I dropped Zach off at home, and I came back to my house where I looked at my shrubs, and boy, they were like all grown out. You know? And when you are totally stressed, like I have been this week, totally and completely stressed, you know, besides the storm, I got other stuff going on, you know, just the normal stuff, paying the bills, got a family member, a close family member with some, you know, really rough health issues going on. And you know what I do when I'm totally stressed? I go out and I garden. And today I went out and I pruned. I love to prune. I mean, I did more than that. I dug holes in the backyard, but we'll get to those in a moment. But I took the old loppers out. I got my little spray bottle that I keep alcohol in. I used to use, you know, and I use the alcohol spray, by the way. I spray it on my loppers or anything that, any cutting instruments that I have. I spray it on there before I start cutting plants. And the reason that I do this, I learned this from Gil Witten, who is the county agent in my county for like 105 years. And one of the smartest people I ever knew. And he used to say to do it with bleach, which I used to do until I just kept getting all these stains on my jeans. And, you know, just, yeah. But anyway, the reason I do that is it gets rid of the pathogens that are on there that, you know, from, you know, cutting into a diseased plant or, you know, all kinds of things. He says it's just a good idea to give it a little spritz and then wipe it down. So I have a ShamWow. You know, remember ShamWow, that guy, that crazy guy on television? I love that product. As a matter of fact, my ShamWows are like real. I need to replace them. Where's that guy at? But anyway, I take a little piece of a ShamWow and I carry it with me, and I spritz my anything that I'm cutting plants with, and then I wipe it down with the ShamWow and, you know, go about my business. So I had my loppers out today, and I spritzed them with the alcohol and and then wiped them down a little bit and went about pruning. And I just, all of a sudden, you know, I'm just pruning away, just having a good time. I'm going to tell you something. It de-stresses you. You know, when you're all stressed out, what do some people do? They take a Xanax and drink some bourbon. Not this kid. This guy goes out and he prunes, man. He gets the lopping shears. He starts pruning. It is so much better than Xanax and bourbon. I think there's people that will disagree with me about that, but I'm telling you, I swear to this that pruning is so much better. And then if you're like real stressed out, like I was, you go to the next level, which we'll talk about in a moment. Has nothing to do with drugs or alcohol. But I did all my pruning, and the next thing you know, I'm looking at my front yard, and I just got all this stuff. I said, well, pruning's fun, but hauling that stuff out the street's not. I use something called the 5-second rule. The 5-second rule is something, by the way, look it up on YouTube or the internet. The 5-second rule is just really cool. I will share just a little bit and say that what you do is when there's something that you really need to do but you don't want to, you make that you in a 5-second decision. You count backwards from 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and immediately take physical action at whatever it is. It could be writing an email. It could be cleaning up all of the stuff that I've just, you know, threw in my front yard after I pruned. Or it could be walking up and talking to somebody. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, action. Right away. That's what you do. And that's what I did. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, action. And I just scooped up all of that stuff. It took me longer to do that than it did to prune. And I hauled it all out to the street. Now, my little tiny pile that I had out the street just grew by about 5 times. So I said, okay, now, let's go to the backyard. Let's immediately go to the backyard. And I don't know why, but in the back of my truck was a shovel, one of my favorite shovels, D-handle shovel, and a good one, by the way. And I just grabbed it and walked out into the backyard. And my backyard is a wooden stockade fence that's 6-foot privacy fence all the way around my backyard, except for a 22-foot section that is white vinyl that is my neighbor's. And it's not a total privacy fence. There's all these slats that they look through, and they look into my backyard all the time. And I just decided I wanted more privacy back there. So I'd been saying I'm going to do this for a long time. And so I just made the decision. I went out there with my shovel. This is taking it to the second level, this de-stressing thing. This is taking it to the second level.
And I went out there, and I dug holes 3 feet apart. Nice. I would say 1 gallon size holes. Dug each one, squared them off real good. Then I went into my garage, and I got some Osmocote, and I got a little bit of, I had about a quarter of a bag of peat moss. I need more. But I took some peat moss, I threw that into the holes, just a little light peat moss down there, threw some Osmocote, which is a very slow-release fertilizer, just a little bit in each hole, and I got these holes all along that fence line. And then I said, all right, you've done this. Are you going to be a dummy and have these holes out in your backyard? By the way, it's getting dark by the time I'm doing this. Or, you know, this just made me say, I've got to take action. I've got to take action. By the way, so I'm walking out with my shovel to put the shovel back away in my truck. I keep that in my truck, that particular shovel. And the neighbors from across the street, this cute, adorable little couple, they're like, she's 28, he's 26. And they bought my buddy Bob's house. And they said, Michael, I said, yes. They says, do you have a chainsaw? I said, yes. Could we borrow your chainsaw? I said, what's the matter? And she says, oh, in the backyard, a big branch fell down on this shed that Bob built. And we got to use a chainsaw to get it. I said, yeah, I'd be happy to. You ever use a chainsaw? No. You know how to use a chainsaw? No. So tomorrow we have a 1 o'clock appointment where I'm going to come to teach them how to use a chainsaw. Translated, I'm going to go out there and cut all that wood up. Talk about de-stressing. Talk about getting rid of all this stuff.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Broadcasting once again from my professional studio. Ah, it is so good to be back in here with all my good stuff, all the good equipment, all the good software, all the good microphones. Ah, last week, because of intermittent power, I came in here to record the show and the bar come on, the bar go off. I adapted. Oh, by the way, this is Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I am the founder and chief operating geek of Ask the Garden Geek. But anyway, I adapted. I have an iPad mini, and I downloaded this little app called Boss Jock Pro. And it's like a little radio. It's like the old days of a radio station. It has a place in there where you record your audio, and then it has what they call a cart machine where you can put different sound things. Well, I had already, you know, the intro music that you hear right, you know, you heard just a minute ago, and the outro music that you'll hear at the end of this segment, I had that in there, and I placed it in there, and I started recording the show. I also used a USB microphone that I plugged in. I have this little attachment thing that I plugged in to the iPad mini. So I had the music, I had all of it. I said, I can do this. We can record a show. The segment that you're listening to right now is 8 minutes and 50 seconds long. By the way, right now to record this, because I don't, you know, I just go. I just keep going. If I say something, unless I say a bad word, but if I don't, you know, if I could say a stupid thing, and I just keep going because I don't edit. It's me. It's what you get. It's real. It's positive. It's just me. And so it is going to take me 8 minutes and 50 seconds to record this segment using my very high-end professional equipment that I have here. You know, my mixing board, my really good microphone that's used with an XLR cable going into my mixing board, my very high-end software. It is going to take me 8 minutes and 50 seconds to record this show. Or record this segment, and then I'm done. Well, last week, using the iPad mini and not knowing how to use any of that stuff, it took me to record this segment 1 hour and 10 minutes. How's that? I mean, I re-recorded this thing a couple of times. I had to try and edit. I had to fix timing. You know, right now, I will know when my time is up because the music will come up. You know, I will know when I can look right there at the screen and I know when my time is up. On Boss Jock Pro, I guess if you do a podcast and you don't have to worry about time, it's wonderful. I could do a heck of a podcast with
with Boss Jock Pro in my iPad Mini. I could do just a fabulous podcast where time was not of essence. But here, this segment is 8 minutes and 50 seconds, and I have to deliver it to the network at 8 minutes and 50 seconds, not 8 minutes and 51 seconds. If I do that, the board operator, Brandon, will be calling me and saying bad words. He just, you know, not too many bad words, but he will call and say bad words. The chief engineer at KLEY in Nevada will call me up and use real bad words. He just will. So, you know, it took me a long time to record, but now I'm doing great. Anyway, I got a very challenging email this week that I wish to address, having to do with the fact that I use Roundup. Well, I actually don't use Roundup. I use the generic version of Roundup, but the active ingredient is still the same. It's glyphosate. But I don't use Monsanto's Roundup. I don't use Monsanto's Roundup because it's too expensive. I use the generic because it's less expensive, and I've used it for years, and I'll continue to use it. And this person wrote me the email saying that they created Agent Orange, and how could I, you know, support something like this? And, you know, am I a supporter of Agent Orange? Please let me address that. Just please let me address that directly, okay? Hang on. I must plead ignorance to the fact that Monsanto was the manufacturer of that product. I don't think they were, but I'm not sitting here saying that they weren't. Agent Orange was actually an active ingredient called 2,4-5-T. Now, there's a product out on the market now called 2,4-D, which is a weed killer that millions of Americans use in their grass. But this Agent Orange was 2,4-5-T, was the active ingredient in that. It was sold in garden centers all across America as a product in the 60s and into the 70s, and I think up until about 1979, it was sold, or 78, 79, it was sold as a product called Silvex. And it was a very refined product that millions of people, including myself, used. At the same time, in Vietnam, they were using 2,4-5-T to defoliate areas of the jungle so that they could find the bad guys. There's a big difference with the 2,4-5-T that they were using there compared to the 2,4-5-T that was in the commercial product Silvex that was sold in this country. The 2,4-5-T that was in Vietnam was an industrial grade that was put together and sold to them in 55-gallon drums or 100-gallon tanks. I don't even know how. And it was not refined. It was just, they just threw the stuff together, and it was very dangerous. And it harmed lots of United States veterans, not to mention Vietnamese people. My brother is one of them. My brother was a river rat in Vietnam. A river rat, he was the coxswain on one of those river boats. And my brother's a hero. My brother is an absolute hero. You have no idea how much I love my brother and how much I honor my brother. He drove this boat up and down the river, and they shot Agent Orange, or the 2,4-5-T, off into the jungle to defoliate the jungle so that the bad people on the other side would not see, you know, we would see them coming. Okay, it was for the safety. But my brother and his whole crew, they didn't wear shirts. It was 95 degrees. And this stuff got all over them. And it was not a refined product. And by the way, the dilution that they used was extremely heavy because they wanted an immediate knockdown. And there were no safety precautions done. And I'm going to tell you, my brother has suffered ever since he came back from Vietnam. He is suffering today. He is suffering greatly today. You have no idea how much my brother is suffering today. And my brother is not the only one. There are literally hundreds of thousands of Vietnam veterans who were not even close to those rivers, who were out in the jungle where they were dropping napalm bombs, and they were also defoliating the areas with airplanes using 2,4-5-T. or the Agent Orange. And these people are affected in health issues like you would not believe. No, I have no love for 245T. None whatsoever at all.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com, BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Artichokes?
Yeah, artichokes.
You like them? I don't. Yeah, I have friends who love artichokes. As a matter of fact, I have an ex-wife that absolutely divinely loves artichokes. Oh, hi everyone. Michael Gross here, Ask the Garden Geek. And what she used to do is she used to, you know, steam them, get them all goopy. And then her and her friends, and you know, me included, I was included in this, where you pull out the little hunks of artichoke and dip it in a lemony buttery sauce or a garlicky buttery sauce. They had all kinds of different sauces that you would, buttery sauces that you would dip it into. And, you know, then you just bite into it. Well, everybody loved it. I just, you know, I need to try it again. I really do. I need to try it again. I think it's one of those things that I just say, oh, it looks yucky, I'm not going to do it, because I don't think I actually ever tried it. I think, I'm just going to be honest with you, you know, I think I pretended to try it. That's what I think I did. I think I pretended to try it. And I said, I don't like it. Well, I'm not going to eat it. You know, it's ugly. Not going to eat it. Ugly vegetable. Not going to eat ugly vegetables. I eat a lot of green vegetables. I eat green beans. I eat cabbage. Love cabbage. I eat broccoli. Love broccoli. I eat peas. I eat asparagus. Oh, I love asparagus. Why don't I like artichokes? I need to get to why I'm talking about artichokes. So yesterday, I'm in Ruskin, Florida. I am 57 miles away from my home base. I had to go down and assess some plant damage for a business down there. So I drove a long drive down there. And by the way, the business had a pet pig named Lola. A pet pig. Lola's like following me around. Lola would not let me alone. Lola is just snuggling up to me the whole time. Ugly pig. I'm down there petting Lola, and Lola's just loving up on me. But anyway, I get done, and I drive back, and I don't know. I just don't like to. This is just a weird thing about me. When I travel to, you know, get someplace, I use Google app to get home. I want to go home a different way. You know, life is short. You got to have adventures, right? I just don't want to drive the same route back. It was 57 miles. I just wanted to go back a different way. So I said, I'm going to find my way home without Google Maps or, you know, without the Google thing. I'm just going to drive down. I know if I'm going north, I know if I'm going south. I'm going to make it back home. I drive down this road, and what do I run across? There's a rickety old wooden sign out in the middle of nowhere, and it said artichoke farm ahead. And then the next sign said hydroponic artichoke farm ahead. And I'm sitting to myself, I'm saying, self, what are you doing way down here, you know, in the middle of nowhere? But then I said, self, hydroponic artichokes, you can do that? I guess you can do that. And then I'm saying, why would anybody want a farm that just grows artichokes? And who's going to go there and buy just artichokes? You know, there's a lot of these hydroponic farms floating around the country that sell a wide variety of vegetables and some fruits and all kinds of stuff. But just artichokes, and we're in the middle of nowhere. I mean, in the middle of nowhere. I'm on a two-lane road. I hadn't seen a car in forever. Just finding these little wooden hand-painted sign. 1 mile ahead, artichoke farm. stop in and see us. And I'm sitting there saying, I'm going to stop in and see them. Maybe this, the storm, the hurricane blew everything away. I'm going to stop, And I'm sitting there saying, but, I bet it's not even open. And I just don't understand how you can have a hydroponic artichoke farm and make a living off of it. And then I drove up to it, and there it was. And my question was answered immediately. I'm out in the middle of nowhere. I had not seen a car in miles. I swear to you, there was 10, 11 cars in the parking lot, just off in, not even a park, it's like a field off the road of people in there. And sure enough, they had a fence, and behind that fence, they had a hydroponic growing system, and they're growing artichokes, and they are selling artichokes to all of these people who had come up there and drove up there, all these cars that I had not seen at all from anywhere. And, there's just people buying artichokes. And I said, I got to find out more about this. So I knew that I was going to run into my ex-wife. So I said, I'm going to buy her some artichokes because, I'm here. And it'll give me a chance to talk to somebody. Well, I'm waiting in line to buy artichokes, and I don't know how much artichokes cost. I've never in my life, and, I'm not young, I have never, ever bought an artichoke. So I go up there. The artichokes were not expensive. I don't even remember because I am scoping out. I am laser focused on the growing system, and the artichokes were giant. And no storm damage at all that I could see, like some trees by, way in the back had fallen over. We see that everywhere. But the planting system seemed to be just fine. I think they lucked out. And they're like bringing these artichokes out and throwing them in this bin. And as quickly as they can throw these things into the bin, people are scooping them up. And I reached down. They had paper bags. I reached down. And I said, okay. And I said, I'm going to get like five or six of these things. Well, no, I got two. That's all I got. And so I paid for the artichokes. And I'm asking, I said, you guys make a living doing this? Because we can't grow enough of them. This woman who works there. And I wanted to talk to them about, what they're using and how they did this. And I'm trying to ask her a little bit about it. She didn't know, she just goes out and picks artichokes and throws them in the bin and, takes people's money when they scoop them away. And that's all they sell is artichokes. I was hoping upon hope that they had free range eggs there. Because a lot of places like that have free range eggs. I was going to buy, I love free range chicken eggs. I just love them. All they have is artichokes. This is all they had. They didn't have a cash register. They didn't take credit cards. You had to pay them real money. And they just, sold artichokes. That is all they did. But finally, this guy who did not look like he knew much comes up and he said, I understand you had questions about how we're growing. Why do you want to know? And I said, well, I'm a geek. You know what? I said, I'm a geek. I'm a garden geek. And I love hydroponics, and I want to know how you're doing this. He goes, well, wait till you taste these things. These things are better than anything that you have ever experienced in your life. I said, why? He said, because it is our secret fertilizer. I said, please tell me what your secret fertilizer is. He goes, if I did, then it wouldn't be a secret. And I said, oh. I said, well, tell me anyway. He said, well, I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. I said, we're talking artichokes here. We're not talking national security. I'm not going to open an artichoke farm across the street. I promise. I live in Clearwater. It's like 58 miles away from here in a residential neighborhood that I could not have an artichoke farm if I wanted to. But I want to know how you're doing this. Then another guy comes up from the back. And he's just as nice as can be. This guy wasn't that nice, but this guy, he's just as nice as can be. And he says, I'll tell you exactly how we grow these. I said, how do you grow those? He goes, we use Miracle-Gro. I said, you just use Miracle-Gro? Well, we use Miracle-Gro and we use this other stuff. What's this other stuff? We two other stuff that we use. What is it? He goes, hang on, I'll tell you. And he goes back and he comes up and he's got a minor element stuff. He said, we put a couple scoops of this in there. And he says, and then we have this other stuff. And he reaches back and he grabs this bag, calcium nitrate. And he said, when we started using this calcium stuff, he said, everybody just absolutely loved our artichokes. And people come from miles around to buy our artichokes. I said, okay. I said, this is good. And having this kind of, he goes, I got to get back to work. He says, you know, because more cars are coming in. There's nobody on the road, but more cars are coming in. I said, you don't sell to restaurants? He goes, oh, they've got restaurants who want them, but we just can't grow enough for the people who come here and buy them. I said, wow, have you thought of expanding? We don't have any room to expand. We don't want to expand. We're making all the money we want to make. We're doing good. I got a new pickup truck. You know, mom's got, I said, okay, good, good. Artichokes, calcium nitrate. Didn't get into percentage. He said, oh, you take this one scoop and you put this in the mix. And the micronutrients, you put that in the mix. I said, what made you start using the micronutrients? He said, heard about it on a radio show. So my dad bought some and we just scoop two scoops of that. And then we use Miracle-Gro, 15, 30, 15, the middle number being the 30, which is going to inspire the blooms. I'm telling you what he doesn't know, but they just know how to grow artichokes. So I had two artichokes that I took home, and I gave to my son to give to his mom, my oldest son, to give to his mom. And I said, have her tell me how they are. Haven't heard from her yet. Should have kept one and tried it. I'm not going back there anytime soon, but I think I need to know about artichokes. Ask the Garden Geek.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning?
If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
So I came across something. Well, I stumbled across something this week that I'm kind of excited about. I'm just actually kind of really excited about it. And I don't know how much of it I can share with you, but I'll share a little bit. Because it's been a long time since I've been excited about something like this. How can I do this and stay within a situation of not getting sued? I don't know. We will try. Oh, hi, everyone. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Crows. I am your chief geek. There used to be a product that does not exist anymore. And the people who made the product, well, it was created by a gentleman many, many years ago who I met and liked. He got old, sold his business. Business changed hands about 4 or 5 times. And he had a secret gardening and I'm not going to, it's not a fertilizer. It's a minor element product. And I'm not going to name it because I don't think I can name it. I don't think that I can. But I will tell you that that product was so good that people used it far and wide. And I have a friend who had a gardening show back that started in the 70s that used to do advertising for this product. And he swore by it. And tons of the product was sold by nurseries and garden centers all over Florida and Georgia and Alabama and Louisiana, primarily just from my friend doing those commercials. And those commercials aired on radio stations. And this is as far as this company could get in distribution. And the product was wonderful. And as a matter of fact, I had some of the product and I hoarded it for years. I would use it sparingly. I ran out of the product about 4 years ago. And the formulation was secret. And it didn't claim to be a fertilizer, so they could have a secret formulation. And it was an absolute positive secret. And by the way, I would use it in conjunction with other fertilizers. I would take Peter's 20-20-20 fertilizer that I would buy at, you know, the garden center. And then I would add this micronutrient mix to it. And the difference that it made in the plants was incredible. Just absolutely incredible. Now, what is in micronutrients? You know, when you look at fertilizers, and I've talked about this a bunch of times, but micronutrients are essentially minerals. It's molybdenum, it's boron, it's zinc, it's iron, it's calcium. It's all of these things, and we take minerals ourselves. I take a mineral supplement, and ever since I started taking a mineral supplement, I've felt better. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that a mineral supplement is helping me health wise, but I take it and I feel better. So and a mineral supplement actually helped me recover almost 4 years ago from my devastating health issue that I had back then, which we won't go into. But they're also vitally important for plants, vitally. But a good micronutrient, while it's important to us, it's also important to the plant. Because if plants are rich in micronutrients, guess what? We eat the plants, and we are also rich in micronutrients from those plants. That's why, a lot of plants are not rich in micronutrients because of, depletion of the soil and using all these chemical fertilizers and all this stuff. So this is why they use products like the one that I'm talking about. And there's a lot of micronutrient products that fertilizer companies buy and add to their product. And there are micronutrient-only products that you can go to the nursery and buy yourself. But this particular one, which I'm not going to name, was better, hands down, a million times over than any of the other ones. And I've used all of them. I have used every one on the market that I know of. There may be some I've missed, but I don't think so. Everywhere I traveled in the country, I always go to nurseries. I find local products. I buy them. I've always done that. It's one of the things I love to do about traveling is buying local fertilizer plant products that are just made in that area. I've always done it. Go to North Carolina, find stuff. Go to Michigan, find stuff. Go to Chicago, find stuff. Go to St. Louis, find stuff. Go to Jamaica and find stuff. It's just weird. But anyway, this week, through a series of, and I have to be very careful, it was handed to me. The exact formulation, and not only the exact formulation, but how you formulate it. Because when it gets into a lot of chemistry, you can take all the, the stuff that is in chemistry that has to be listed and throw it in there together, and it's not going to be as good if it's not formulated correctly, if not the right thing is added first and then the second thing is added. I mean, that is the real science of how that is done in pesticides, in fertilizers, in herbal combinations that we eat, or any nutrients that we eat. It is the formulation of that product. And, that sounds like a bunch of hogwash. It really does, but it's not. I have just seen so much evidence of it. The product Super Thrive that I have loved for years is a 50 vitamin and mineral solution. Everybody and their brother has tried to duplicate it. You can get all the ingredients right on the label. They're all there. But nobody has come out with a product that works near as good of it, because the doctor who created Super Thrive created the formulation. In other words, he created the way that it was put together. Okay, this product, which I'm not naming, that is no longer on the market, hasn't been on the market for years, because the company, just because of terrible mismanagement, went out of business. The other day, somebody who had it had a copy of the formulation and the exact way to make it. He had everything right there. I could be making a version of this product. I know how to formulate things. I've owned companies before that formulated organic pesticides. I could do this, but I'm pondering it. Anyway, what I'm trying to give to you in this is the importance of micronutrients and the importance of buying quality products. I have no idea what I'm going to do with this information that I have. I don't know what I can do legally with it, but I got it. This is Ask the Garden Geek.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.